Welcome to this year's edition of FCA Connect, the new show produced at FCA for you to keep you updated on what's happening at FCA. FCA equips preschool through 12th grade with a biblical worldview to be passionate ambassadors of Christ and a positive impact on our community. Now to our host, FCA Senior, Casey Curtis.
Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of FCA Connect. I'm here with Senior Samantha Hampton. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you doing?
So, how long have you been going to FCA?
I've been going for, this is my third year, actually. I started coming here sophomore year after homeschooling for almost my entire life.
That's pretty sweet. So, do you have any good memories and or experiences from FCA so far?
Yeah, absolutely. I've loved coming here. It's a great change from being homeschooled, mostly because I have friends here. We get to do stuff. It's great. I really love going to the dances and everything. I love that you actually get to, like, have a personal, like, relation with the teachers, and they really care about you here, so.
Heck yeah.
It's pretty great, yeah.
Yeah, friends are great. So, I know you are interested in photography. Since we are friends, I know that you have an interest in photography, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, so how long has that been a hobby of yours?
Well, I've always been interested in the idea of, like, just capturing photos and just, like, moments through basically my entire life. But it wasn't until maybe 8th grade, I think, I got my first real DSLR camera. Because at that time when I was homeschooling, I was in a co-op, and I joined a photography class, which really spiked my interest, but I needed a camera. So for my birthday, my parents got me a really nice camera.
That's so nice. And is that the camera you still currently have?
No, I've had maybe, I think this is my third camera, actually, since then. Yeah.
That's a lot of cameras.
Wow. Still working on bringing that number up, too.
Whew. I really want to go, but I'm not going to. Edit that out, please. Okay. So, we're here to talk about your senior project. And so, please explain to me what your senior project is.
Well, I decided to take over the yearbook project from Kaylee from last year. She designed the yearbook. And so, I've been working with Mrs. Laura Wise, who's a great mentor, and we've been working together to put together a really great yearbook. It's been a fun experience so far.
That's cool. So do you have any, what has your experience with your mentor been so far?
It's been really great. She seems to really understand what I want to get put into the yearbook. Like, if I have an opinion about something, she does a really good job of expanding on it and letting me know what she thinks about it. Like, if she thinks a font is too loud, we'll discuss that. She really does understand kind of what I'm trying to get across to her and put in the yearbook.
How is the yearbook coming along?
It's coming along really great. We're right on schedule. We started off with an early start, actually, so we were able to get a lot of progress in. There are a lot of steps that go into making a yearbook. Like, first, you have to start out with just what theme you want, which can take forever to figure out. You have to put together a color scheme, you have to figure out the theme, then you have to put together what we called a bones page, which is basically you just organize where you want everything to go, which was very difficult for our yearbook because it is bones pages, which is an outline or a skeleton, basically, of the entire yearbook. It's just where you want to put everything, like where we want the seniors to go, stuff like that. And it was very difficult with this yearbook, considering... Oh.
Like a rough draft.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay,
like,
continue.
Where you want to put everything, like, on which page?
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Like a blueprint.
Yeah, like a blueprint. Perfect. But so, it was very difficult to come up with a skeleton for this yearbook because we only have limited resources in order to keep this yearbook down to the $30 that it's always been for students. But we have so many seniors this year that we had to add an extra 5 pages without going over budget. And it's still really challenging to fit everything in just because we have so many seniors. So it's hard packing everything in there.
Wow. Yeah, I know. There are so many seniors, and there's lots of pages because the senior pages, you get like 3 per page. And
we have to fit 4 seniors per page now.
You have to do 4 seniors per page, and it's just like,
and we still, we're still running out of room. So
how many pages are for the seniors this year?
Well, since we have 4 per page, I think it was around 15 pages. Because we have, like, 64 seniors.
I thought we only had 60. Wow.
Well, we had 62. Then I think some came in. Yeah.
I don't know.
I thought it was 62, but yeah.
That's a lot. That's a lot of pages to flip through.
Yes, it is.
Definitely. So, what are some of the struggles you've had to overcome so far through your project?
It has been a bit of a struggle coming up with background pictures and images. Sometimes you have an image in your mind that you want to put on the page, but you can't necessarily find something on the internet that can completely match that. So sometimes you have to start from scratch or find something different to work with what you're really trying to present on the page. I talked about the skeletons pages before. How it was a struggle really fitting everything in there, but we're really working through everything. Mrs. Wise has definitely been a great help.
That's great. Amazing. Are we doing senior superlatives this year?
I would like to fit them into the yearbook. It's a question of whether or not we can. Like I said, we don't have a lot of room with, like, double the amount of seniors this year. We've only added 5 pages. So we're going to try.
Yeah, that's really cool. I know, I see you around school with your camera, and everyone just, like, takes your camera, and they're like, hey, let me take a photo. I know, oh, I personally have done that, so that's why I'm like, I literally did that yesterday.
Oh, yeah. So. Lydia did it just, last period?
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's hilarious, because people know you're working on the yearbook, and they're like, let me take this photo for you. I probably took a good, 20 photos in anatomy, and then Noble just, took your camera, and he was like,
oh, yeah. We've taken a lot of random pictures in anatomy.
Yeah, and it's
Mrs. Rogers, your model.
Great time. Oh. So, do you have any interesting stories you would like? I don't know. Are we out of time? I'm just going to end it. Do you have any interesting stories? If not, we'll just end it.
I can probably come up with one. Let me think.
No, that's cool. We can just end it. Okay.
Are you sure it'll be enough time?
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Okay.
We have other segments too. So, thank you so much for coming on the show and talking to me about your amazing senior project.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me. I had a blast.
Verse of the Week, Joel 2, verses 1 through 11. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm on my holy hill. Let all who live in the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is close at hand. A day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and blackness. Like dawn spreading across the mountains, a large and mighty army comes, such as never was in ancient times, nor ever will be in ages to come. Before them fire devours, behind them a fire blazes. Before them the land is like the Garden of Eden, behind them a desert waste. Nothing escapes them. They have the appearance of horses. They gallop along like cavalry. With a noise like that of chariots, they leap over the mountaintops. Like a crackling fire consuming stubble, like a mighty army drawn up for battle. At the sight of them, the nations are in anguish. Every face turns pale. They charge in like warriors. They scale walls like soldiers. They all march in line, not swerving from their course. They do not jostle each other. Each marches straight ahead. They plunge through defenses without breaking ranks. They rush upon the city. They run along the wall. They climb into the houses like thieves. They enter through the windows. Before them the earth shakes, the heavens tremble, the sun and moons are darkened, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord thunders at the head of his army. His forces are beyond number, and mighty is the army that obeys his command. The day of the Lord is great, it is dreadful. Who can endure it?
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Preston Randall filling in for Eli Waltz after he got stuck in a series of Chinese finger traps. And now, on to trivia. Did you know banging your head against a wall burns 150 calories an hour? I guess that's still more pleasurable than running. Did you know billy goats urinate on their own heads to smell more attractive to females? I guess if they're into that kind of thing. Did you know cheerophobia is the fear of fun? I'm sure you're not much fun around parties. Were you aware that a baby spider is called a spiderling? May sound cuter, but they're no less terrifying. And finally, California has issued 6 driver's licenses to people named Jesus Christ. I guess you could say, Jesus took the wheel.
Thanks for joining us this week at FCA Connect. We hope you've been blessed by our broadcast. If you want to learn more about FCA, please visit our website at www.fcanights.org or call us at 740-654-2889. You can also check us out on YouTube at youtube.com and then search Fairfield Christian Academy. Till next week, God bless.